Before we begin, I want to thank each one for being here, and we will give thanks to the Lord and ask for his help this morning and this evening. We'll pray. Father in heaven, we're grateful for your Son, the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for one who came into the world to go all the way to the Calvary and provide salvation for all so that none may perish. All may live for Christ as God. We thank thee for this. And we just ask for help now and pray for any needs that are represented but not spoken. And we just ask thee that thou would bless us here. And we just ask thee for help. And most of all, we ask for salvation of souls in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so again, we thank you for coming. We will speak a read for being here. We'll read a few verses that I've been thinking about. And I've just been thinking about the coming into the world of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat. Salamat po sa mga nakisama o nakisali sa araw na ito. Ang una pong ang pagbubulay-bulayan po natin sa araw na ito ay ang pagdating ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
Okay, so the verses we'll read. The first one will be in Luke. I'll read them in order so we can as they're found in the Bible. So the first one is Luke chapter 2 and verse number 10. I'll read verse 9, 10, and 11. Verse 9 says, And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. This is about the shepherds. Verse 10, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Babasahin po natin. Ang unang basahin natin ay sa Luke 2 verse 9 to 11. Sa Tagalog po sa verse 9. At tumayo sa tabi nila ang isang anghel ng Panginoon at ang kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon ay nagliwanag sa palibot nila at sila'y totoong nangatakot o natakot. Verse 10, at sinabi sa kanila ng anghel, Huwag kayong mga takot, sapagkat narito dinadalhan ko kayo ng mabubuting balita ng malaking kagalakan na siyang sasabuong bayan. Verse 11, sapagkat ipinanganak sa inyo ngayon sa bayan ni David ang isang tagapagligtas na siya ang Kristo ang Panginoon.
And then next, the portion we'll read is in John chapter 4 and we're breaking in to get the words. John chapter 4 and verse number 41 and 42. Perhaps I'll read verse 40. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with him, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And said, verse 42, and said unto the woman, Now we believe not of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
Ang pangalawa po ay sa John or sa Juan. John 4, verse 41 and 42. At lalo pang marami ang mga nagsisampalataya sa kanya dahil sa kanilang salita. Verse 42, at sinabi nila sa babae, Ngayon, nagsisampalataya kami at hindi dahil sa inyong pananalita sapagkat kami rin ang nakarinig at nalalaman namin ito ang tagapagligtas ng sanglibutan.
And the third reading will read be in 1 Timothy, chapter number 1. 1 Timothy, chapter 1. So if you have a Bible, you can find this and read it yourself. 1 Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. So that's 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. I'll read it again. You got it, Teresa?
Yeah. Wait, Ezra. So, ang pangalawa po ay sa 1 Timothy chapter 1.
Verse 15.
Verse 15. Sa Tagalog po. Tapat ang pagsabi at nararapat tanggapin ng lahat na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan na ako ang pangulo sa mga ito.
Very good. Okay, the three scriptures that I read, very clearly, just some simple thoughts. And the first one is that we have the time when the Lord Jesus was born into the world, and the angels said he was a savior, which is Christ the Lord. They said, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Ang una pong binasa natin ay sa Luke, ay nasabi po doon na nabasa po natin no, doon ang tungkol sa isang tagapagligtas ng buong mundo, ng sanlibutan.
So it mentions right there, who is the Savior? It's not us. It's not any organization of man, or it's not anything that we can do. The Savior is Christ the Lord.
At sinabi doon kung sino nga ba ang tagapagligtas ng sanlibutan. Hindi po karaniwang tao, hindi po o kung sino man na makapangyarihan. Ngunit binanggit po doon na si Kristo Jesus lamang ang tagapagligtas ng sanlibutan.
When I look at John chapter 4, we see that he's not just the Savior, but he's the Savior of the world. That he's able to save everybody, and that's why he was here. He came to save everybody in the whole world that has ever lived and that ever will live. His provision at the cross of Calvary was sufficient and is still sufficient to save even you.
Nabasa po natin sa John 4, 41 and 42 na binanggit po muli nila ng salita ng Diyos ang tagapagligtas ng sanlibutan, ang Panginoong Hesukristo na kung saan sino man po ang sumampalataya na hindi pa po nandito or sa mga susunod pa po ng mga tao na maniniwala at magsisampalataya sa Kanya ay magkakaroon ng kaligtasan mula sa ating Panginoon. Siya lamang po ang tagapagligtas ng buong mundo.
And just thinking of verse 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, we read the reason why he came into the world. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At sa panghuling binasa po natin, ay nabasa po natin na ang dahilan kung saan ang Panginoon po ay naparito sa libutan upang iligtas ang bawat tao na makasalanan, ang bawat tao na nagpalungkot sa ating Panginoong sa ating Panginoong Diyos. Siya lamang po ang tagapagligtas na ating kailangan po natin upang tayo mailigtas sa kasalanan.
So if you're a sinner and today and you're not saved, you've never received the Lord Jesus as your personal savior. Well, that's the reason why he came was to save you.
At kung ang kadahilanan po na hindi po kayo ay makasalanan at hindi nyo po alamang o napagtanto pa o naisip ang kaligtasan, mababasa po natin doon na siya po ay ang dahilan po na siya po ay naparito sa sanlibutan ay upang iligtas ang mga taong makasalanan.
When we were in the Philippines, I was surprised in the month of October, I guess, to hear Christmas music coming from the speakers at the mall.
Nung nasa Pilipinas, nung kami po nasa Pilipinas, nabigla po si Dale or na sorpresa na nakarinig po siya ng mga Christmas songs or mga Paskong kanta, mga Christmas songs sa loob ng mall. Ito October pa lang po ito, ngunit nakarinig na po siya.
And perhaps we can take a lesson from that. We could certainly celebrate the Lord Jesus coming into the world all year around, because if he never came, there would never be a savior, because he's the only savior for sinners.
Maaring ito po ay gayahin natin na atin pong tayo po magkaroon ng selebrasyon sa pagdating ng ating Panginoon, ng kanyang pagkapanganak ng buong taon, na kaya nga po siya po ay dumating sa mundo upang iligtas po ang lahat ng mga makasalanan.
And certainly for the Filipinos, Christmas is extremely important for them, and so it should be. And it's important for us too. Sometimes we just like the gifts, but it's most important because the Lord Jesus was it's we remember that he came into the world, and he came into the world not just to be a good example or to show us to do great things, to heal people, but he came to save sinners.
Katulad nga po ng mga selebrasyon na ginagawa ng mga Pilipino sa Pilipinas ay marahil po ay maiisip natin na makikita po natin kung gaano nila pinapahalagahan ito. Ang pagdating ng ating Panginoong Hesus, maaaring dahil lamang sa mga regalo na natatanggap nila. Ngunit po, ang kadahilanan po ng pagparito ng ating Panginoon ay upang iligtas ang lahat ng taong makasalanan.
I was listening to a story about 33 miners in Chile that were trapped quite a ways down underground. And each individually was rescued with a brand new, I guess, a thing that it was dug. And each one has individually were saved by that rescue team, but each one individually had to get into that tube and be saved. And they, when they come out, they some of them would get on the ground and praise God, thank God for saving them.
At si Dale nga po ay nakikinig sa isang istorya tungkol po sa mga minero na trap o na napailalim sa bundok sa bansang Chile at kailangan pong iligtas sila sa pamamagitan nga po ng mga makabagong makinarya ay nailigtas bawat isa ang mga minero at at sila po ay natuwa at what did they say?
They thank God for saving them.
At sinabi po ni ng Mau at Minero na ay sila po ay nagpasalamat da sa ating Panginoon na sila po ay naligtas sa pagkakakulong na iyon sa ilalim ng lupa.
And while we think about the Lord Jesus coming into the world, and we are amazed by the stoop that he came, we're amazed at the suffering he went through, we're amazed at how far he went. But if he never saved anybody, if no one ever received him, if you never received him, then really his coming for you would be empty or in vain, to be wouldn't count anything.
Kung makikita po natin ang mga pagpapahirap, mababasa po natin ito sa aklat ng Biblia, ang lahat ng kahirapan ng ating dinanas ng ating Panginoong Hesus, ang pagpako sa kanya sa krus, ang latay na kanyang natanggap sa mga sundalo ng Romano, ang lahat ng pagpapahirap sa kanya ay kanyang ginawa ito upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan. Ngunit kung hindi po ito natin maiintindihan at matatanggap, ang pagpapahirap na ito ay walang kabuluhan.
When I think of those miners, and we think of that that shaft, it was only available, it was only big enough for one person in there, and that went all the way down those approximately 700 meters, right down to where they were. But each one had to be get in. It was a tremendous effort. It was expensive, and it was very dangerous, but they were willing to pay the cost to provide salvation for those 333 miners underground. But each one had to accept they were the ones down there, and they needed to get out.
At kung iisipin po natin ang nangyari sa mga minero, ay mayroon lamang pong isang maliit na lagayan. Nakakasya lamang po ang isang tao upang siya'y maligtas. At ito po ay, ngunit ito po ang kabayaran nito ay napakamahal. Ang kabayaran na binayaran po ng kumpanya ay napakamahal upang iligtas lamang ang isang tao. Gayon din po ang ginawa ng ating Panginoon. Ibinigay niya ang kanya, ang Panginoong Hesukristo, ibinigay niya ang kanyang buhay upang ang tao ay ma ang tao o ang ikaw ay mailigtas niya.
That is just a small picture. And really, those miners being saved is just a small picture of how far we were in sin, and how far the Lord Jesus had to come, and what price he had to pay when he gave himself. He meant that he had to give his own life to provide salvation for us.
Kung titignan po natin ang nabaang narinig natin, ang ginawa po ng mga tao sa mga minero ay napakaliit na bagay lamang para sa katumbas ng ginawa ng ating kumpara sa ginawa ng ating Panginoong Hesus, na ito po ay nag-cause or nagbigay ng kanyang buhay upang mailigtas ang mga makasalanan.
And so when we think of the Lord Jesus, the fact that he was born, the fact that we would understand that he's the Savior of the world, never forget that he's your Savior.
Na kung isipin po natin na siya ang katotohanan na siya ay naisilang sa mundong ito. At ang pangalaw po, siya po ay namatay. At siya po ay naparito upang mamatay para sa mga makasalanan. At siya po ay, ang kanyang kamatayan po ay magdudulot ng kaligtasan na sa kung saan, kung sino man po ang tumanggap at maniwala at magkaroon ng pananampalataya sa kanya. Ito po ang ginawang pagpapahirap ng ating Panginoon upang tayo magkaroon ng kasalanan. Ng kaligtasan. Sorry, ng kaligtasan.
And just to reiterate or to underline that he came to be your savior, and he wants to be your savior if you would allow him to save you. Paul wrote, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." That's in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
At kung ating pong sasabihin sa ibang pananalita, sinasabi po doon na isa po si na ang Panginoon po ay tagapagligtas ng kung sino mang tumanggap sa kanya at kung sino mang maniwala, na sinasabi sa Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
The last. At the end.
Chapter 2 verse 20. It's verse 2. Si Kristo Jesus ang nabubuhay sa akin, at ang buhay na ikinabubuhay ko ngayon sa laman ay ikinabubuhay ko sa pananampalataya. Ang pananampalataya na ito, to'y sa anak ng Diyos na sa akin ay umibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin. Ito po ay nabanggit ni Apostol Pablo sa kanyang mga sulat sa mga Galatia, na siya nga po ang Panginoon na nagbigay ng buhay sa kanya dahil sa kanyang buong pag-ibig sa tao.
So let me ask this question just as we end. Who did Christ Jesus come here for?
At ito po ang aming panghuling pantanong. Nabanggit po ni Dale na sino nga ba ang dahilan kung saan narito ang ating Panginoong Hesus.
Did he come for you?
Siya po ba ay naparito para sa inyo?
Okay, we'll pray. Father in heaven, we're grateful for your Son, the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for the fact that he's the Savior of the world. He is the Savior. No one else is. And we thank that he came to save sinners. What a tremendous thought it is. So we pray for those in our meeting, anyone who's not saved, that they'll realize that he came to save me, and I could say Jesus died for me. He took my place. We thank thee for the fact that the gospel still goes out. We pray for souls to be saved for thine honor and glory. We pray for a good day and a good night, and just pray for a blessing upon us. We're acknowledge that any blessing that comes is from thee. So we ask that blessing and preservation in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.